Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Goddess Pose, The Audacious Life of Indra Devi, The Woman Who Helped Bring Yoga to the West, by Michelle Goldberg. Narrated by Tanya Eby. Query: how to combine belief that the world is to a great extent illusory with belief that it is nonetheless essential to improve the illusion? How to be simultaneously dispassionate and not indifferent, serene like an old man and active like a young one? Eyeless in Gaza, Aldous Huxley. Introduction. I never would have started doing yoga if there had been aerobics in the Himalayas, but I was desperate. The few times I'd taken yoga classes in college, my failed attempts to relax redoubled my anxiety. Each pose was a reminder of the lifelong inflexibility that had often mortified me. When I was a little girl, a sadistic ballet teacher barred me from a holiday party because of my terrible splits. In elementary school, I dreaded being forced to sit Indian style because it left my hips and back screaming. Later, trying yoga, my awkward efforts to keep my legs and back straight while touching my toes and my inability to do even a half lotus only left me tense and humiliated, convinced that the practice was best for those who were already calm, willowy, and graceful. Besides, while I'd been captivated by India's kaleidoscopic religious richness during months of traveling, I was wary of anyone purporting to peddle enlightenment to credulous Westerners. On my first trip to the country, a short backpacking sojourn in the late 1990s, I'd read and loved.